listener production.
Hey there, it's Rosie O'Brien. A shock diagnosis of cancer for Princess Kate. She says she's now undergoing chemo and hubby Prince William has been incredibly supportive.
As is the love, support and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both.
60 people are now confirmed dead in a terrorist attack in Moscow. Islamic State gunmen opened fire in a concert hall, injuring another 145. Back on home soil, and Queensland police are trying to identify two of three people that died in a multi-vehicle crash on the Fraser Coast last night. Two semi-trailers, a car, a ute and a caravan trailer all collided with lithium batteries responsible for the explosions and subsequent blaze. The Bruce Highway is still closed. A man's been charged with the murder of another man in the Sydney suburb of Mount Druitt. Police allege the pair were involved in a pre-arranged fight at a home where one man died. The offender accused of dumping that man's body in another street before getting into a car crash. He was eventually caught hiding in bushes. The search for a new host of the 2026 Commonwealth Games continues. Malaysia, the latest to reject duties after Victoria pulled the pin due to sky-high costs. And Aussies are encouraged to switch off tonight at 8:30 and give an hour for Earth. Spokesperson Rachel Lands says around one third of the globe will take part.
It's such a critical opportunity to raise awareness around climate change and biodiversity loss. So we'd love for people to switch off and make that statement.
A bloodbath at Belmore with the Bulldogs wiping the floor clean with the Titans. The Gold Coast remained scoreless throughout the match. They also lost captain Tino Fa'asumalawi, who limped off the field. We've got the Dragons and Cowboys in action next, followed by the West Tigers and Sharks. Meantime, Penrith's Taylan May is adamant his knock on Brisbane's Reece Walsh was an accident.
I did try and stop myself from fully like committing, and I got stitches from that too. And, you know, I texted Walsh after the game to see if he was all right. So I didn't think it should have been a penalty, but yeah.